The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church, all of you gathered here in the sanctuary, as well as those who are tuning in with us for our online service as well. Welcome to our church service for All Saints Sunday. What a special Sunday it will be here at Peace. This is our white Sunday, and it looks like you got the memo, especially right up here up front. Lots of white. Good job. You know, when you take on a project or take on cooking some sort of recipe, what I found to be a great help in that process is having a clear picture of what the project will look like at the very end, right? When you're just starting out on that home remodeling project, it's nice to have a picture of what it should look like before you even begin. Or if you're making lasagna for the very first time, it's nice to have a picture of what mom's lasagna looked like, so you know where you're going, where you're headed. Today, All Saints Sunday is a Sunday in which we get a picture of how this project called church is going to look like at the very end. It's right there in Revelation chapter 7. The multitude is gathered around Jesus, the Lamb on his throne. And knowing what it's going to look like in the future inspires us and gives us confidence for how we live today. We hope that that comes across in our time together as we celebrate All Saints Sunday. Just some notes to share with the congregation before we begin here this morning. The first is that we did share the news about Craig Starr's death this last week. Funeral for Craig is going to be this Wednesday, November 10th at 10 a.m. here in the sanctuary. Following the service here in the sanctuary, there's a committal service in Lebanon at the IOOF Cemetery. And then following the committal, there is a lunch reception held in his honor at the Santiam Place. So just want to share those details. That's this Wednesday, November 10th at 10 a.m. Certainly keep the Stars in our prayers as they gather and have that funeral this week. Also, this week we're heading into Veterans Day, our Veterans Day celebration. Thursday, the office will be closed. Next Sunday for church, we're going to have our veterans presentation for those who served our country. That presentation is in a slideshow in the service. So if you have a picture, you know, that you'd like to share, or an updated picture that you'd like to share with us, please get that into Dan Dusek by Wednesday so that we can get it embedded into our service for next Sunday. Also next Sunday is Mite Box Sunday, just a note about that. And next Saturday is a men's breakfast here at Peace. We're starting that back up. If you do plan on attending, seek out Oscar because he's getting the food and the details for that. Is that right, Oscar? Okay. Great. Yesterday was an exciting day here at Peace. We had the Ladies Bazaar, and it was just so good to see the foot traffic and all the purchasing that happened. Someone said there were how many cookies sold? The dozens? 90? 95 dozens of cookies were sold here at Peace. And so it was just good to see all the people gathered here to kind of enjoy just a cozy atmosphere. An ability to connect with our friends and neighbors here in the church and also in the community. I'll share with you, at the conclusion of the service, they are opening the bazaar back up in the fellowship hall. You all are invited to head in there. It's going to be open until 1 o'clock. The prices are as they are marked in the fellowship hall. But if you go outside to Granny's attic, that's the tarped area underneath on the patio. The prices there are half off, and that's up until 1 o'clock today. So be sure to head out there at the conclusion of our worship. One other note, the quilt sold, I think somewhere around $900 was raised in the raffle for the quilt. Between $700 and $800 was raised for the quilt, the beautiful one hanging in the fellowship hall. And that is going to Linda Williams. So we're excited to share that Linda won the raffle. I think that does it for our announcements. Just a note about our worship today. A good portion is coming out of LBW, so you'll want to have the green hymnal handy. We're very thankful to have Dan Johnson sharing in the singing and leading of worship, and Colleen playing for us on the organ. Also, we're going to share communion as well together in the second half of our worship, so you want to have your communion package ready for that second half of the service. And then we will have that dedicated time period in our prayers to honor those saints who have gone before us this last year, but any extra names that we got in the church. Some very special people this year passed before us. We want to recognize that time as well. That'll be in our service as well.